Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, I...
Okay. We are going to look at some of the great soul acts in American history. My name is Reggie Jenkins. I will be your host on Soul Town. I want to talk to you first about the book that I wrote called An Excursion in Soul. And it's a true story. Go to Amazon.com. Hit Reggie Jenkins, Reginald Jenkins, or An Excursion in Soul, and you can get it whichever way you need it, Kindle, paperback, Amazon to get it to you right away. Okay, here's a great group from the soul music era that we want to check out. A lot of soul. I mean, a guy came out of Booker T. Washington over here in Memphis, and he was a good artist then. I mean, he was young, but he was growing up in that type of environment where he was competing to have the best soulful sound. Which, you know, at that time you were trying to sing Sam Cooke and various other artists, you know, in that nature, you know. That was those were the great artists of that era. That was the early part of the era, and they were just coming with it, what they had. He came out in the early part, but he put together a great act, a great group. He was a great writer, great producer. Here he is, Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire. One of the greatest groups of our time, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Very good group. I mean, they span the wings of time, and they're great. Here's a guy that came out of the soul music era. I mean, he broke out, and he got rich. And, you know, he was saying, hey, all I can do, he did his thing. He said that was a great singer, a musician, whatever, but he got his point across. Okay, here's Ray Parker Jr., the Ghostbusters. Okay, the Ghostbusters. Okay, Ghostbuster, one of the great, great songs of the soul music era. Ray Parker Jr. I mean, they had a big, big hit. TV movie theme song, and even a Oscar nomination for best musical score, but I forgot exactly who won that year, but I don't think he pulled it off. But he had a great run with Ghostbusters. And it's a great song, great group of guys, you know, put it together. This whole music era spanned, like I said, for a period of time, almost a quarter of a century, or more than a quarter of a century, really. So we're looking at some major artists that were part of this era, and some of the great vocalists. And, you know, you had certain centers of the country where music was coming from. I mean, you had, like I say, you had Motown, Philadelphia International, Stax. Those areas right there were generating some major hits during that era. And let's take a ride up to the Motor City and hear one of their initial early hits. High ground.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder out of that great Motown sound, and he was definitely one of the top in the first. But he's a great vocalist. I mean, that's something that could never be denied. So he was a great artist during that period of time. I mean, but his music lives on. He was a young man that didn't have the privilege of being able to see. He saw so much in depth. And I'm going to pop right back again to another the boy out of Memphis, Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They did it again.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figured we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Build yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, girl, my dear. Girl, my dear, oh, God.
Now, there's an outer self we gotta deal with, you know? The one that like to go to parties. The one that like to dress up, be cool, look pretty, on ego trips and all this. So I'm like, hey y'all, I'm trying to tell you, you gotta love you. You gotta learn all the beautiful things around you, the trees, the birds. And if there ain't no beauty, you gotta make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me, y'all. My beauty.
Fraternity, we used one of their songs as our line song, On Your Face. And to this day, I mean, it's still a great song. You know, it was a hit. It was a smash then. And it was always one of the highlights of our parties that we gave. But it was a great period of time. Soul music era. Here's another staple of the soul music era. Two staples of the soul music era, as a matter of fact, Roberta Flack and the great Donny Hathaway singing You Got a Friend. And that's something we want you all to always remember. Yeah.
good to know that you got a friend. People can be so cold, yeah. They'll hurt you and desert you. Take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them.
You just call out my name, and you know.
Got a friend. Great duet. One of the best male and vocal singers, male and female vocalists ever in history. I mean, I would put those two right there, you know, up against anybody in music vocally. But here's another great from the out of the Motown line up there, and from Tuskegee, Alabama, here's Lionel Richie. Love will find a way.
Some say we've lost our way.
Lionel Richie, one of his great hits out of the soul music era. And I'm going to play someone that came out of that soul music era, out of the Memphis sound, through the Stax era. She, matter of fact, she was one of the last groups to be released by Stax Records before they closed down. But she had one of the last million sellers that came out of Stax. Great singer. More so in the same vein of, you know, some of the great artists of our time. But her hit that came out of the Stax era was Woman to Woman, his Shirley Brown, Boyfriend.
My Just as fast as you can.
liking is a no-no. Yes, I have my taxi, like a fool I broke her heart into. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just wanna see her. That's gonna be her with a pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her.
Happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, the great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free.
broad.
100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir.
That's not a good idea to me, you know what I mean?
This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negroes' legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. That is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice in the process of gaining our rightful place. We must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights, meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day This nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to...